G'day, this is Nerky with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. The following is the final segment and excerpt for this week's show titled The Conspiracy Hour at nettalkradio.co.uk. It's the summary of ATS Podspace and me pretending that I had an interview with Skeptic Overlord this week when I posted a few questions and he replied to them in the Skeptic Overview for the week. This is for the 4th of March episode for The Conspiracy Hour. Enjoy. Well, I just reached the halfway point of the show a couple of minutes ago, so now I'm going to have to do a quick overview of the first half of the show for those of you that just came in. This is The Conspiracy Hour, and I am your host, Nerky the Token Crazy Australian. This show is shown 8 to 9pm Saturdays GMT, or 7 to 8am Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time on Sunday morning. It is hosted at nettalkradio.co.uk and is also simultaneously podcasted at abovetopsecret.com in the podcast section. I post different segments into the different parts of the podcast feeds. There are different feeds there for conspiracies, discussion, aliens and UFOs, etc. So go to abovetopsecret.com for copies of this radio show in a podcast format. I started off the show by talking a little bit about MySpace and how I think it's a piece of crap, but I'm stuck using it for my blog, which is hosted at blog.myspace.com/Nerky, N-R-K-Y, for locations of previous shows. And it also has links to AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace, where I've stored the previous show segments. Every time I make a show, I'll write up a summary and put it onto my blog at blog.myspace.com until I can find a new blog that isn't controlled by Murdoch and News Corp. Then I went into the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show and spoke first about an article in relation to RFID tags or radio frequency identification devices, which a forensic odontologist called Patrick Thiverson designed an RFID tag to implant into teeth to more readily identify bodies in terrorist attacks and disasters. The next article after that in the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show was in relation to US Congress grilling internet executives on Chinese policies, how Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft have a poor record in China of filtering information that the Chinese government had wanted them to filter, such as giving information to the Chinese government about political dissidents and filtering out blogs that might be critics of the Beijing government. And a new law being passed in America, or attempting to be passed, that would stop American corporations from doing this and making it illegal to filter content in foreign nations. And then after that, still in the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show, I spoke about the reaction to the Muhammad cartoons and Holocaust remembrance and how both of them are being used as part of a divide-and-conquer method by the Illuminati to control the rest of the world and make it more easily for them to control us because we're divided. Even though both sides of the fence would be seen as separate arguments, they would still be controlled by the Illuminati and their leaders would be Illuminati pawns, making us all believe that we are separate from the people in the other groups. And then I went on to the Aliens, UFOs and Other Strange Phenomena segment of the show, where I spoke about chemtrails, those damn chemtrails, I'm obsessed with them, they're driving me crazy. And I spoke about some of the elements that are in the chemtrails, why the chemtrails would be used, and telling people to go out and find more information about the chemtrails and whether or not they should be worried about them and if they're going to be affected by them, and that they're not regular contrails that come out of a plane in high atmosphere with the right humidity conditions. And next, still in the Aliens, UFOs and Strange Phenomena segment of the show, I spoke about reiterating some of my statements that I made last week about the Orgon technology and how I believe that it may be possible to dissipate chemtrails using it. However, science hasn't proven that it is possible. It's all about belief, not science. And then after that, still in the Aliens, UFOs and Strange Phenomena segment of the show, but relating more to technology, I spoke about the Echelon system of the Global Surveillance Network and how I believe that if we have enough people posting words that the Echelon system looks for in their podcasts, phone conversations, forum posts, email signatures, etc., that we will eventually be able to jam up the system and it won't be able to work efficiently. If Echelon were to be publicly released by trying to stop someone from jamming the system, this would work against the interests of the conspiracy community, against the interests of the people running the conspiracies and the intelligence community in America. By arresting someone, they would have to expose Echelon. They're not going to be doing that anytime soon, so screw Echelon as much as possible. Hoorah! Then after that, I went into the possibility that the Serpo hoax of an exchange program with a planet called Serpo for 12 people in the 60s and 70s to exchange information with the aliens, that it might actually be just a pre-release campaign to advertise a video game relating to Serpo and a war that might happen after the Serpo exchange program. Well, fuck that. They can suck my left nut. I'm not going to be buying the game, and I'll probably be boycotting it because of the way that they've been screwing with the conspiracy community. Well, now it's time to move on to the segment where I go over the pod space and podcasts at AboveTopSecret.com for the past week and attempt to get some interviews done. I still haven't found too many people that want to interview me, that want to be interviewed on Skype. However, I've got a few. It's just very hard to try and organize a time where we'll both be up at the same time. However, at AboveTopSecret.com's PodSpace, I managed to get into what Skeptic Overlord calls Ask the Overlord, which is the segment of his bi-weekly or monthly show where he does an overview of AboveTopSecret.com, and we can post a few questions to him and he'll answer them in his show. So I'm going to be posting them now and pretending that it was part of an interview with Skeptic Overlord.
And Nurky has a series of questions here. What's your opinion on chemtrails? Not a conspiracy, nothing to worry about. I've never put much stock into anything nefarious in the contrails, so I'm not so much a chemtrail conspiracy guy. Do you believe that science fiction is a disinformation attempt to discredit UFO conspiracy claims? No, I don't. I think it's just speculative fiction. It's just that. It's some interesting fiction. Here's a weird one. If you were in charge of FEMA and you had between now and the year 2012 to plan for a possible alien invasion and the mass panic that would ensue, what strategy would you employ to minimize the damage caused by mass hysteria? I think I'd save my own ass. An alien invasion. Why would aliens invade us? I don't know. I probably wouldn't do anything because I'd laugh at the idea of alien invasion and just move on. Really, if the aliens are going to invade and blow us to hell, there's not much you can do. So I probably wouldn't do anything.
See, it's sort of an interview, so at least I can pretend that I had an interview for once. Later on in the podcast, in the Skeptic Overview for the week, Skeptic Overlord gave me a bit of a congratulations for having the show up and running, so here's that part of his show. Does Osama bin Laden...
Great job, Nurky. Absolutely awesome. I wish we could do more than just say, great job, but absolutely fantastic. I wish you the best of luck as you move forward with that effort in going from podcasting to radio. Just absolutely, absolutely fantastic.
Yay, Skeptic Overlord loves me. For those of you who just tuned in, Skeptic Overlord is one of the owners of AboveTopSecret.com. And every few weeks he does an overview of what's been happening at AboveTopSecret.com, including the podcasts. And he posts the overview to the podcast section of AboveTopSecret.com. Now, a few days ago, a few of us did some podcasts because we were very bored, and we ran it along the lines of pretending to have a sermon proclaiming our love for the Skeptic Overlord, praise the Lord, the Skeptic Overlord, and stuff like that, and we posted it to the podcast section of the page, and eventually we got a response, and we even got the podcast put at the start of the Skeptic Overview. Woohoo! So here's a couple of bits from those podcasts from myself, Benevolent Heretic, and Mr. Whoopi. G'day! This is Nurky! Can you feel the love at AboveTopSecret.com? Let me hear you. Can you feel the love? And the Lord, he said that you go to AboveTopSecret and he will reward you because he loves you. Can you feel the love?
The Lord, he wants you to go forth and be prosperous. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? And now, Lord, the skeptic overlord, he loves you with all his being. So raise those arms. Show him the love. Do more posts. Make some podcasts. Get in above topsecret.com's chat. Can you feel it? I feel it. The love of the skeptic overlord. The skeptic overlord rewards those who help themselves. The more rewards you get, the better love to ATS you've been showing. Give me the love. Show me your love for ATS. Make some podcasts. Show us the love. The love of the overlord, skeptic overlord. Show us his love through you. Go forth and be fruitful. We love you and you love us. Love and be loved. Hallelujah.
No, I'm not trying to annoy black sermonists. I have a lot of respect for their talents. It's just, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, so I thought I'd give it a go. And now it's time for the beautiful hymn from Benevolent Heretic, with one of the best diva voices I've ever heard.
This is Benevolent Heretic at BelowTopSecret.com, and I can feel the love. After such a wonderful and touching sermon, I thought it only appropriate that we should get the choir together for a little hymn. Get ready to put your hands together, people.
Oh, 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 praise the Lord. Praise Him every day.
Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him every day.
If you are down, He'll bring you round. He'll show the way.
He'll show you the way.
And when you need a clue,
got no clue,
just hear the overview.
Hear that overview.
And when conspiracies
abound,
you need the Lord.
You need the Lord.
The overload.
The overload.
And you need Him every day.
Every day.
Every day. Oh, praise the Lord. The overload.
Every day.
If you are down, He'll bring you round,
He'll show the way.
And when you need a clue, just hear the overview. And when conspiracies abound, you need the Lord,
the overload.
See, I told you she had a nice voice. She's also done another couple of singing podcasts at AboveTopSacred.com's Podspace. So if you want to hear more of the beautiful voice of Benevolent Heretic, go and have a look at AboveTopSacred.com in the podcast section. And now it's time for a message from the Reverend Whoopi showing his love for the skeptic overlord.
This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com to talk to you about the Lord. Yes, in this case, it's the skeptic overlord, but it is the Lord that we are here to talk about. Now, I would like to start out by thanking Brother Narky for bringing this subject up, to bringing it to our attention. For this truly is a subject that needs to be brought forward. And then we had the wonderful music of our sister Benevolent Heretic. She makes the angels blush with the beauty of her voice. Now, my friends, we are talking about the Lord today. The Lord is always here, always here. He is among us. And even though sometimes you may doubt this, it is not something that should be doubted. Because you can feel it in your heart, you can feel it in your bones, that the Lord is there. Now, people might say, they haven't heard an overview in months. They haven't heard an overview since the devil religion of Serpo came along. And this is true. This is true. The devil religion of Serpo seems to have taken the Lord's ability, my friend, to communicate with the rest of us on the day-to-day workings of our lives on ATS. But I am here to tell you, this is not true. The Lord is still there. The Lord's there. He is watching over you. He is there when you get into a flame war, when you get into a fight, when you are being trampled upon, and people aren't taking you seriously. The Lord is there. I tell you, the Lord is still there. Now, you might think the Lord has been missing, but the Lord hasn't. No, 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 no. The Lord has been stamping out a snake called Serpo. That is true. That is true. And that, my friend, is why you have not heard an overview in months. Because that devil religion of Serpo had taken up all of the Lord's time. But that doesn't mean the Lord wasn't there. That does not mean the Lord wasn't there. My brothers and sisters, you've got to understand the Lord is always there. He's always there. You got to have faith. You got to feel it in your bones. You got to know that even if you haven't made it to Rats yet to find out what the Lord's posting there, that's okay, because the Lord is still on this regular OATS too. That's true. That's true. I'm here to tell you this, and you have got to trust the Reverend Whoopi. Because the Reverend Whoopi would not steer you wrong. And in no time at all, I have no doubt whatsoever, there will be more overviews. Once again, we will all be brought back into the graceful presence of the Lord. My friends, my brothers, my sisters, my cousins and nieces and nephews and aunts and uncles, I just want you to know, we are all covered, because the Lord has never left us. Love and light, my friends, this is the Reverend Whoopi.
Hallelujah, brother, praise the skeptic overlord. So, as you can see, some of us at AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace get rather bored, and we go a little bit batty and start making podcasts that don't really make much sense. Now, speaking of podcasts that relate to people getting completely bored and have nothing else to do, here is ADD Boy, also known as We're All Gonna Die, with ATS Jackass.
Hello, this is We're All Gonna Die for a third ATS podcast. So I decided to do something new for ATS. I'm going to make something called ATS Jackass, where I absolutely kill myself over a podcast. So what I'm going to do is going to speed up a treadmill to its top speed, and I'm going to jump on it and kill myself. Okay, speed it up. Okay, let's just position myself here. Now, if my calculations are correct, I should go into two chairs. So, kids, this is on your head. Okay. One, two, three. still going to die. Showing his AD.
Damn, man, I hope you're all right. Sounded like you really hurt something there. Oh, well, looking forward to more episodes of ATS Jackass in the future. And now it's time for the cutest podcast I have ever heard. Umbrax did a bit of a recording of his son singing the Spider-Man theme.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. They did it.
Say more.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, and Spider-Man. They did it.
More.
No, not more.
One more.
Too much cuteness. Can't not fall over beaten by cuteness. Good work there, Armbrax. Well, I think that would bring this show to a conclusion. This week in the Conspiracy Hour, brought to you by Nurky, the token crazy Australian, I went over my new blog at MySpace, located at blog.myspace.com/Nurky, that's N-R-K-Y, which is where I post all the information relating to this show at the moment until I find a new blog. The Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show, where I did something about RFID tags being implanted into teeth and a new technology coming about from that. And then I went into US Congress grilling internet executives on their poor records in China. How Yahoo, Google and Microsoft have been filtering content and giving information to the Chinese government about dissidents. And then in the alien UFO... Before that, I went into a little bit about the Muhammad cartoons and the divide-and-conquer method of the totalitarian tiptoe, where they want to control us by dividing us into different groups. Then in the Aliens, UFOs, and Other Strange Phenomena segment of the show, I went into chemtrails, and more chemtrails, because I'm obsessed with them. And then I went into a little bit more about restating my opinion on the Orgon technology and how it may develop into something that can dissipate chemtrails, but it hasn't been scientifically proven yet. And then I went into the Echelon Screw Echelon campaign, where we try to screw up the system of the global satellite network that monitors all our digital communications. Then I spoke briefly about whether or not Serpo is a video game, and if it is, it can suck my left nut, and I'm going to be boycotting the video game. And then I started off going into the ATS Podspace and Nurky interview section with a few podcasts from AboveTopSecret.com, where you heard a bit of the beautiful voice of the diva at AboveTopSecret.com, known as Benevolent Heretic. And I'll be closing off this show by showing some of her previous work, titled Middle of Me. This is Nurky signing out from the Conspiracy Hour. Love and light to you. Peace and love. Nurky out.
Infinite global consciousness.
Can you feel me? Do you know? Remember me. will never love a man like you. And now I feel that cold blade of steel, and it cuts right to the middle, right to the middle. Thank you.